How clever this little contraption is that I'm using. The audioboo.fm platform is amazing. Still with Simon here at Wakefield. And we were just talking about the different processes. And you were talking about the Sidamo and Sidamo in Ethiopia, a region in Ethiopia. For me, it's always unfair to put it at the top of the table because I love a Sidamo. And then I've got to work my way around the table again, forgetting how beautiful the first coffee was. But so let's go back to the different processes. And you were saying with the Sidamo, have you experimented?
We have both natural and fully washed.
Mm-hmm.
The premium naturals, mm-hmm. being the grade threes,
mm-hmm.
Have a real fruity, clean fruit,
mm-hmm.
funky almost,
yes.
flavour to them,
yes.
which is so distant from the high quality grade ones as being fully washed.
Okay.
Which are much cleaner,
yes.
and high acidity, and sometimes people say like the bergamot flavour.
Yes, yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah,
and,
I've had that. Yeah.
Both are so different,
mm-hmm.
but exactly the same coffees.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think it's just a wonderful thing that you can choose.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, on the cupping table, it's very, very easy to be discerning because we adopt the same brewing method, which actually is not brewing, it's steeping.
Yes.
4 minutes to 5 minutes.
Thereabouts.
What do you use? 4 minutes.
Water
temperature, 96.
Just off boiling, yes.
Yeah, just off boiling. Yeah. And then you just kind of go around the table and first you kind of sniff the ground coffees. Mm-hmm. There again, you have already some kind of indication.
We do. We fill them up halfway. Fill the tasting bowls up halfway.
Oh, do you?
Or two-thirds way.
Yes.
We will then stir them and then we will top them up to the brim.
Really?
So
you don't have a crust?
We don't always have a crust on when we're looking for the defects on this because these are doing it as more of a... it's a traditional way of tasting coffees that my father taught us.
Really?
So if we're looking for a top gourmet coffee,
yes.
we will fill it up to the top and we'll break the crust.
Okay. But because the crust kind of traps the...
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Traps the aroma.
It does, but not all of the ground is actually giving
saturated.
Out its flavour.
True.
So we're looking to pull out on our tastings all the potential defects and attributes of the coffee.
Uh-huh.
So we want it to brew fully.
Really?
So that's why we do it that. And then we will break the remaining crust and creamer off the top.
So let's say like here you've got five, if I understood that rightly.
Yep.
So on some you would have a crust and on others
no,
you...
No,
on all of on
yes.
all of
them. Yep.
So this table has had kind of this half filled with the
off-the-boil
water.
Yeah? Then we stir it.
Then
we fill it up to the top. Then when we skim the creamer and the remaining grounds off,
yes.
we will smell it at the same time,
yes.
get the aromas then.
Yes.
Make notes.
Yes.
And then we will go along and taste it.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a pure gourmet coffee,
yes.
then we will do as you suggest.
Yeah.
We will
fill it up to the rim, let the crust form.
Let the crust break and then do it. There's different
so
ways.
So why would you do it for gourmet? Because you know already the quality is higher that you've bought, or
it's exactly. You're not really looking for the defects out of it. You're looking for its attributes more than anything else. And also you have to look at how your customers are doing it, and if that's the way it's being done, you're using a different tasting sheet. You're using perhaps the SEAA tasting score, and that's how you need to go along.
But there again, you broke the tradition in a way, and you've got
Absolutely.
Your own tradition.
We do.
You've got your own scoring sheet, which is probably much easier and sufficient, really. You just pointed that out earlier.
It is.
Yeah. So what would you kind of score?
We're looking for predominantly body acidity flavours.
Yep.
And then we're looking for... defects of any, if they're in
so cleanliness is the first thing, anyways. And then when it comes to flavor, do you kind of become very discerning, or do you just kind of go sweetness, acidity, or do you actually go like, you know, I don't know, jasmine and
strawberry? We do pull
and,
out the flavors if there's some that stands out. If it's a commercial Brazil that we're tasting,
mm-hmm.
then it's just going to be straightforward, nutty, chocolatey, simple.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for, say, the Sidamo that we mentioned before, then that's where you pull out the florals, the bergamots, and different fruits, or you might call it black currants and coming through. So all sorts of different flavours with the better qualities.
Yeah. And do you find that's important as a selling point for you as a wholesaler? Merchant?
Absolutely, because a lot of people want to know what they're buying beforehand. They will make up their own opinion when they got it.
Mm-hmm.
But they still want to know before you send them the sample that it's the sort of thing they're looking for.
Mm. I mean, it's true that the reason that we do cupping in all this is because we also have a kind of a common language which helps.
Correct.
For other people
Correct.
who So mouthfeel is important, cleanliness, acidity.
Everything is in there. Yeah. We're all tasting, and then we'll all evaluate them afterwards to make sure that we have a similar outcome.
Yeah, sure. So in a way, you know, you're breaking tradition, but you're actually also creating tradition because it's the Wakefield tradition to it in your way. And you said your dad was the first one to kind of come up with that idea and you've kept that going.
Exactly, it's how he was doing it. And
I'm all for tradition, but I'm also for kind of experimenting new things. And I've had a great time here with Simon, and it is just kind of a minefield again of things to learn in the coffee world, which is why Coffee Mama Jumbo doesn't leave any stones or beans unturned to get to the bottom of real quality. And, well, Wakefield produces quality. So thank you for inviting Coffee Mama Jumbo, Simon.
Not at all.
It's been great. Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.